Ox in the Afternoon in Washington, D.C. You never know who you're going to meet. We learn a lot when we come here. We meet a whole bunch of people from all over the place. Well, it's an old friend of mine now. I met this gal 6 months ago, thanks to our mutual friend David Turch, the name you know in the St. Cloud area. Though he left, of course, a long, long time ago and became a lobbyist in Washington, D.C. But a person that he's working with, her name is Lisa Sparks, Dr. Lisa Sparks. Now, are you the chair of the Orange County School Board?
Yes, actually president of the Orange County Board of Education.
President, okay, Board of Education. And that's Orange County, California.
Yes, sir. Orange County, California.
And along with Lisa is Greg Rowland. Greg, you are helping these folks out?
Yes, I'm counsel to the Orange County Board of Education.
Well. And here we are standing in front of the Longworth Office Building in beautiful Washington, D.C. Lisa, this is such a neat thing you're working on, and I'm really glad that, that David Turch introduced us because I don't know how to explain it, so I'll just let you kind of roll with it. What is this novel idea? And then I'll get into why you're in Washington, D.C. and what you're hoping to do. But it started long before anything involving Washington, D.C. What is it?
That's right. Well, the idea germinated from... Really, I just thought, what's a problem that we can actually solve in Orange County and in California? Because the problems are vast.
Yeah, where do you start?
And there are many, and the list is long. And so what's a niche project where we could actually make a difference? So my background in education, I've been in higher ed for more than 25 years, serve in the K-12, supervising 28 school districts in Orange County. And what's something that we can actually solve? Well, we can help through we have 24 charter schools, public charter schools that that are under our purview in the Orange County Board of Education. And then there are an additional 10 charter schools that are under their local school districts. So we've identified a particular charter school where we think we can really make a difference in terms of wraparound services for foster and homeless youth.
And at risk, they're the vulnerables.
They're the at risk, the vulnerable. And, their parents may have become homeless for reasons that they tend to be working parents, and maybe they had a health issue. Maybe they got kicked out of their apartment because the rent was raised. So for reasons that are really external, and these kids can fall through the cracks. So how can we keep kids in the education system and show them a path to success, and so they can see themselves attending college, going to trade school, etc.? Well, if we can provide these wraparound services and help them get on their feet, help these families to help their kids and get them on their feet, they move in their grades, that they're D's and F's, and if they have their safety and security needs met, which stems from Maslow's hierarchy of needs, right? If you know you have a place to lay your head at night, you have food in your belly, mm-hmm. Then you can learn and have capacity to learn. And so that's kind of the essence of the project. And the school that we've identified in Santa Ana has already shown great success. They've gotten all sorts of awards in 2018 and 2020 for a distinguished school, top school in terms of performance with math and English, which is just unheard of. They have a long waiting list to get into the school. And we want to help provide these wraparound services. So they, in their reserves, have already raised more than $4 million to help with laundry services, to help pay for uniforms for the kids, as well as a food bank, and working with nonprofits in the area, counseling, all sorts of stuff. And so what we want to do is raise that additional $1 million to kind of put the icing on the cupcake, right? And finish up in terms of creating a playground for these families that are in need. It would be about 12 to 14 families. Creating a playground and creating pods, kind of dorms, but they're kind of almost like Legos, and you kind of put them together and they're little houses. And so in doing this, it would help them get on their feet while the people on the ground, Jason Watts, the head of the school, is fantastic. And he provides all these additional services to help them get back on their feet. So it wouldn't be a permanent thing. It would be a temporary thing for these families to get back on their feet. And so we've been meeting with senators from California, both offices, as well as all the congresspeople in Orange County here to pitch this project and to try to get this additional $1 million for these wraparound services. And Attorney Greg Rowland may have additional things to pitch in to what I just described.
Well, if I may, one of the things, this is a kind of a conservative-driven deal, to try to get out in front of these kids, because they're going to be gangbangers. They're not going to amount to anything. They're going to cost us money in the future. Plus, they're kids, right? And it's not their fault that their parents are homeless or whatever. Mm-hmm. So to actually, like house these families, as I understand, so the kids can get a good education and thus maybe even keep the family together, and you're actually seeing tangible results?
We've seen tangible results. Again, kids who, there are a couple of schools in Orange County that where this model has been shown to work. So we know it can work. I'm 99.9% sure that when we get this additional funding, this model is going to work, and we're going to show a success story for these families, and then we can scale it to the other 24 schools, public charter schools in Orange County, and then we can scale it across California and solve this one problem that's actually solvable. So yeah, I mean,
otherwise it's not good. There's nothing that's going to solve this.
No, I mean, well, the risk would be much higher that these kids would fall into the same traps right. that their parents have fallen into. And that's where we need to stop it here where we can.
And so where does the legal counsel come in, Greg?
Well, now you know why she's president of the Board of Education. The legal counsel comes in because there's some legal technicalities we need to work through with this project. But more importantly, the Orange County Board of Education is a very special and unique board in the state of California, because they not only have their own legal counsel, but they also have teamed with David Turch and Associates, government relations expert, that gave us the access to share this project with Senator Feinstein, Senator Padilla, you know, Representative Cray, and the entire Orange County delegation. So they are using their clout, using their gravitas to try to move the needle any way they can.
Turns out the Orange County Board of Education is essentially made up of conservatives. Turns out that you're in California, so the people that you're asking yeah. this of are not necessarily. Yes. So you've got a little bit of a trick here. And if I can just ask Greg, so how are you received? How is this request being received locally and or statewide, even before you get to Washington?
It's been received exceptionally well. Dr. Spark's idea is novel. And we have been very warmly received by Senator Feinstein, Senator Padilla, and the Democratic representatives. They see it as a nonpartisan matter that we can, a problem we can solve for kids. And again, through the access of David's office, we're being heard. It's really hard to be heard in Washington without that kind of access.
Absolutely. And you know, but you talk about this, how can I put this delicately? I know it's not necessarily a partisan office, but the other side, shall we say, their idea would be just give more money to the teachers' unions, just raise taxes, right? Just do all these things that have been proven not to work, but they're kind of a one-trick pony like that. So you're educating them and trying to talk them into doing something novel.
Yeah, we're really trying to promote, what is public school choice? Why is this space the space to do this type of project? And it's because public school choice and these charter schools are much more flexible and adaptable than a neighborhood district school. They just have a lot of innovation. They're able to pivot. We saw that during the pandemic. These schools pivoted very quickly, very easily, and kept kids in school for the most part.
What if it works? If this works, this is a pilot project, not just for other areas in California, but this could be a nationwide deal.
When it works, we are really hoping to scale it not only in Orange County, across California, and across all public charter schools nationwide, of course. Hey, go big or go home.
So tell me more about Orange County. Why are you guys the innovators?
Well, I think, honestly, this was my idea. I've been in higher ed for 25 years, an educator. I'm in the K-12 space. I have a lot of kids myself. I know what works for education. I think I'm a pretty innovative teacher myself. And I just care that people have access to education, and because that's the way out. Education is the way to prosperity. And you got to get it right. And many of the district schools are not getting it right, for a lot of different reasons. And a lot of it's that there are just external pressures, such as the teachers' unions, that don't allow that flexibility. That public charter schools do something really, most of them do it really, really well. So that's my reason, raison d'etre for doing this. I know it's a project that can work, and I know it can change thousands of kids' lives.
Orange County, isn't that a bunch of elitist, millionaire Southern Californians?
Well, the disparities are large. This particular area, this charter school, and I think 11 of our charter schools of the 24 that are authorized under us, 11 of the charter schools are, in fact, in this area of Santa Ana, which is an underserved area with a lot of at-risk kids.
Okay. Absolutely. And so that's what you're targeting. Mm-hmm. Timeline?
Yeah. Well, it's going to be about a year.
The property will close in May, and we're making the request for the fiscal year 23-24, so it will be in place for the start of the 2025 school year, which in Washington is a sprint.
Yeah. I was going to say, yeah, so you started in earnest here in Washington when we first met last fall?
Last fall, and it is thanks to Elaine Temple at David Church Associates, who's opened all these doors. She's been very persistent in getting us in front of these senators and congresspeople and to share this idea, which I do think is innovative. I think it's a problem that can be solved, and without their help, we wouldn't be able to do this.
We will be watching. This is exciting. Next time we meet, hopefully you'll have signed the deal, and maybe I can come out sometime and see the finished product here in a year or two.
Yeah, welcome. Come out and tour the property. We'd love to share this idea with as many people who want to hear about it and want to help do something about it for the youth of our country.
Well, if you can bring this up as a conservative and sell it to the liberals in California and make it work and show results, why can't it go nationwide?
Absolutely, 100%.
Yeah,
thank
cool.
you.
All right, Lisa, it's a pleasure.
Pleasure. Thank you so much.
Lisa Sparks, president of the Orange County Board of Education, and Greg Rowland, the counsel for the Orange County Board of Education. Good luck, you two.
Thank you, Dan. Thank you very much.
Ox in the Afternoon, broadcasting from Washington, D.C., learning, and who knows if this is the acorn that becomes the oak. More to come as we are in our nation's capital, brought to us all by Mike Bryant with Bradshaw Bryant Law Office, the Boulder Tap House, Burnix and Batteries Plus.